we are a culture and society of wounded people spending our days trying to fill our ego pursuits versus owning our true nature, which is creativity, genius, love, service, connection to humanity.
Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week. per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
You know, Stephanie, your life, your income, your impact will never be any higher than your pain. People are wondering why they don't have income, or they're not as creative, or they're not as productive. And you're right, they don't want to go into hard set, but that's why they're medicating themselves with white screens or cocaine or money addiction or busy being busy.
Right.
And so to say, you're right, society tells us don't feel. Society tells us hard set and emotions, they're weak. Well, if you have all this suppressed pain, let me put it to you this way. We are born into perfection. And from the moment we are born, we are denied our genius. Here's what I mean. We're born as kids into curiosity, love, true power, creativity. And then mommy says we're not smart. And then we're four and daddy says, be reasonable. You can't be a billionaire or a Picasso. And in grade seven, a teacher says, behave like everyone else, and we shut down our creativity. And then when we're 14, we lose the love of our lives at that stage of the game, and our hearts get broken. And as we experience the resentment, disappointment, micro trauma, macro trauma that is the journey of living a human life, because of the messaging of society, which is do not acknowledge it and feel it, live in your mindset. Here's what happens. We suppress it. And so we have what Carl Jung says, this shadow side. And I call it a field of hurt. And it's actually toxic energy within us. And we stuff it into our subconscious. Now we think it doesn't come up. Well, it does come up. it comes up in addiction, for example. And that's why so many people are addicted to noise. They're addicted to busyness. They're addicted to drama. They're addicted to procrastination. They're addicted to being busy, being busy. They're addicted to technology. They're addicted to too much alcohol. They're addicted to buying too much. It's a flight from themselves because most people are full of this pain. So we don't want to learn how to feel it and heal it and re-own our bigness. So we live out in the world and we come up with these ingenious escapes.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount. That is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
So we avoid what is. Does that make sense?
100%. Awesome. And I think it's why most people are actually scared of being alone as well. Mm-hmm. In that mm-hmm. reflection period that you talk about, in that victory hour, I think many people are scared of the whispers that will come up when you don't have the Instagram or the Facebook or whatever you're using to distract yourself with. I think people are scared of being alone. And what you're talking about, I think, is an overarching theme with Heartset was what you're essentially talking about is being kind to yourself. And you talk about, owning your primal genius and being able to make these changes in the world. Well, you can't really be kind to other people before you are kind to yourself. And you talk about why kindness is a superpower and not a weakness. You know, one of the episodes is actually called Kindness is Not a Weakness. Can you explain why kindness wins and what you mean by that?
Sure, I'd love to. Before I get into it, what I would say is I think Heartset work is, I say this with tremendous respect for you, Stephanie. I think it's kindness is one element of it. I think when I'm getting into Heartset work, I think it's really much deeper than just kindness. I'm actually saying at 5 a.m., you've got that 20-minute pocket in the 20-20-20 formula. Yes, work on gratitude, those higher emotions. Yes, work on joy, but also take the time perhaps to write in a journal or pray or meditate or actually feel and build intimacy with all those suppressed toxic emotions. And so it's I believe, even more than kindness, it's about doing the emotional work to access the wounding that we've picked up from childhood. Because every one of us, unless you're enlightened, we all have these holes. And that's why even the billionaires, if they're not conscious of these holes, they become addicted to more yachts and more money and more things because they're not aware that they've got these holes that they're trying to fill. So it's more than kindness. It's about doing the very brave, honorable work to fill our holes so we become more powerful. If you look a lot of the leaders on the planet, they're toxic. There's very few pure leaders, Mandela's, Mother Teresa's, MLK's, and Gandhi's, because we are a culture and society of wounded people spending our days trying to fill our ego pursuits versus owning our true nature, which is creativity, genius, love, service, connection to humanity. So that's the Heartset work, and I've done it for over 20 years. I'm no guru. I've done sweat lodges. I've done the journaling. I've done the prayer. I've done the hypnosis. I've done the therapy to try to move through those blocks. And all I can tell you is my prosperity, creativity, productivity, impact rises the more I own my true nature. On kindness, I'll simply say, We are a tiny planet of brothers and sisters. We should not be, I don't know, I don't want to sound at all like I'm preaching. It hurts my heart to see people cutting people off in traffic, being selfish and not remembering how on the last hour of our last day, we will not validate the success of our lives by social media likes. I think what will bring grace to our last day is how we treated the people all around us, including strangers on the streets.
All right, Bettys, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on, and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.